Well, we begin this news hour with breaking news. A rescue operation is currently underway to save dozens of people off the British coast. Their boat sank in the English Channel and up to 50 migrants were thought to be on board. French rescue services are also said to be taking part in the operation. Well, let's get more now from Andrew Simmons. He joins us from London. Andrew, I know this is all happening as we speak, but at this stage, what do we know?
Well, we do know sources on the French side are suggesting that something like 30 to 50 migrants were on board this small boat, which got into trouble off the coast of Kent, and it's thought it capsized. The waters are icy cold, sub-zero temperatures throughout the UK in a really cold snap. So the chances of surviving for any length of time for those people are absolutely really zero. So it is feared this is a major incident. There are a number of lifeboats around the scene. There is an air ambulance that's been dispatched. The Royal Navy is involved. The police are involved. Border force are involved. Everybody is doing their very best, it would seem, to try to rescue people, but it does look grim at this stage. It's thought that this boat was heading for either Dover or Dungeness, which are both Channel ports, and we're also learning that Suella Braverman, the Interior Minister, the Home Secretary, as she's called in the UK, has said that she's aware of this distressing incident, and she says that it's a cause of great concern. The issue of immigrants coming across the Channel is huge in the UK. Only hours before this tragedy happened, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, had been addressing MPs, saying that he had to find new laws to try and stem the tide of migrants crossing the Channel. It appears that anything but a decrease in this tide of people coming over is happening. It's increasing, and nothing really has been effective to stop the tide of immigrants coming over to attempt to get the asylum from a whole host of countries in which these men are either escaping for economic reasons or for political reasons. They're leaving their home countries.
Andrew Simmons there for us with all the latest from London. We'll be staying across that story for you here on Al Jazeera. Thanks, Andrew.